Deschutes County DA Patrick Flaherty says he hopes he won't have to prosecute more domestic violence murder cases here. Shortly after Stephen Blalock of Bend received life in prison for his wife's murder, Flaherty held a news conference to urge domestic violence victims to come forward before it's too late.
You know, we can't turn the clock back. We wish we could. It's one of the most frustrating aspects of being a prosecutor. You, as a prosecutor, feel good when you obtain a just verdict like we did in this case. To do justice, that's why we're here. But it's very frustrating, at times depressing, to look at a case like the Blalock case and say, gosh, I wish somehow we could have prevented this.
In the trial, Stephen Blalock didn't take the stand but did make some comments at his sentencing. Flaherty described the testimony as strange and inappropriate and said family and friends left the room while he was speaking. Blalock must wait 24 years before he can apply for parole. Shortly after Stephen Blalock was sentenced, the victim's best friend thanked prosecutors and says she hopes Lori's life will make a difference and she helped stop domestic violence. Rochelle Hartman and other friends are sponsoring a room at Saving Grace and dedicating it to Lori. She hopes this case will also serve as a big warning to others who may be stuck in a violent relationship.
Woody's memory will forever live in our hearts, but a group of very close girlfriends have adopted a room at Saving Grace. Anyone can adopt a room, and we're looking forward to, now that the trial is over, to go and paint and decorate and make this a very special room in honor of our dear friend Lori Wright, who we love very much.
Hartman was present for much of the trial, first as a witness and then as an observer. Last year, state lawmakers approved a two-year budget that took into account many budget cuts because of the economy. Well, today, economic forecasts for the state revealed that the incoming revenue forecast for next year will be an additional $100 million less. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says state agencies received a portion of that budget last year and were advised to adjust their spending accordingly, and that money could be even tighter for 2012.
This was kind of a way to ease them into these cuts, was to, you know, front load their agencies, but they've given time to figure out where they're going to cut, where they're going to make the cuts the second year. And unfortunately, right now, it doesn't look like that holdback of 3.5% is going to be released to them.
Telfer says that 3.5% was a holdback during the budgeting process. Legislators built significant reserves into the budget to guard against a downturn in the economy, and state agencies are making cuts and eliminations to deal with the less money. A prominent Bend orthopedic surgeon is taking the plunge into politics. Dr. Newt Bueller is announcing he's running for Secretary of State as a Republican. Dr. Bueller has spent the last couple of months looking into whether he would run. He will formally announce at Bend's River House tonight.
I think the Secretary of State's office has become a little bit sleepy in the last 12 years. In the past, the Secretary of State's office was much more prominent and had more impact in the state. And I think we should return it to those types of situation. We're focused on getting Oregon working in a number of ways, politically, economically, and in delivering government services.
Dr. Bueller plans to continue working as a surgeon in Bend at least one day a week while he runs for the state office. The Republican primary will be next May. An engineering firm familiar to the city council was awarded a $20 million contract to oversee upcoming road projects. HDR Engineering out of Nebraska was awarded the contract, but councilors considered the selection carefully. HDR is the same firm that is overseeing the controversial surface water improvement project. But Councilor Scott Ramsey says the council discussed the different options.
There were definitely questions. I think most of the council wanted to make sure that the public knew that it's a separate division within HDR for the most part. The people who are working on road projects are not the same people who work on water projects. But ultimately, in the end, the selection was made for the best company to complete the project that the voters voted on. And in this case, it was HDR.
HDR was selected in part because they plan to hire the most local subcontractors. The council voted 5-1 to approve the contract for HDR. Jim Clinton was the only councilor to vote against it. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.